We're learning creases daf chavav and beis. We're starting from the bottom. Abaya Omar. Abaya says. So Abaya is going back, and we just learned that oy hoida is extra to teach us that yichayev a vaday osham after you pass him kippurim. But the question is, what do you know from? So it says oy hoida. Why oy hoida? Because oy hoida is extra because you could have learned out nasi from Yochanan and Tzibur. So Abaya doesn't say we have a pircha for that. Abaya Omar, he'd like to vidiyah gavinasi miyachav etzivah loyasi. Didn't say hoyda vinasi. You would not learn out from miyachav etzivah. Why? So in the ikal mifrach, because you have a kasha mal yachav etzivah shkein oyasim l'shtanis. Yachav etzivah don't change. They stay a yachav etzivah. Taimar benasi the nasi yasim l'shtanis. The nasi could become he loses his melucha. So he becomes back like a yachid. So he's also a shtanis. The actual person can become ois melech. So he's also a shtanis. So the pircha over here. And Rashi explains, even though a pircha is not a milo or a kula, still it's a pircha. But we make a ma'atzad. You say a pircha koldu, and the chari you have a pircha. The shittim of Gretzara asked that it's possible also a yachid of a shtanis can become a melech. So he answers, they're talking about a yachid was like a mamzer or something like that who can't become a melech. That's what I'm talking about. And from him is the limud. But like upon him, Abaye says, you can't learn out Nasi from Yochanan and Tzibur because you have a pircha. You cannot learn out Nasi from Yochanan and Tzibur. So back to the kasha, how do you know Yechai v'vadai Osham after Yom Kippurim? Elom Abaye mahacha. Mechdi, it says in the pasuk, all the three psukim say mitzvahs. So mitzvahs, yalfi adadi. We know from before, there's a zera shava of mitzvahs. And kivan the yalfi ma'adadi, lomali dechsiv, Shalosh Yediyas, Gavi Yochid, Gavi Nasi, Gavi Tzibur. Why does it say, Yediyah, Gavi Yochid, Gavi Nasi, Gavi Tzibur? So, the Gemara, Ain't Inyan Legufayim, the Gavri Lahem, Mitzvahs, through Inyan, Hecha, the Mesiadele, Basi, and Kapurim. So now you know why it's extra, because it's a big Xerah Shava. No Pirchas Xerah Shava. It's a big Xerah Shava, so why do you need extra Haida? That teaches us that you bring a Chatas. Why you have three? Is it one extra one? We'll see in a second what we do with the third extra one. So that teaches us that Basi Yekpurim who maisichatos. Zok the Gemara, Ema ki misyad le Basi Yekpurim who maisichatos. Mashum di Yekpurim la val den chayt. Kasi. Okay, you answer me now. Why Yom Kippur? When you pass Yom Kippur, you still bring a vade chatos because it's oyhoida. But maybe I've awesome tali the al den chayt kasi. Maybe awesome tali what you bring on this chayt that's a suffik avon. Maybe there you shouldn't have to bring a vade awesome. Maybe then, let's say you have a safek chelav shuman, you bring osham tali. Maybe you shouldn't have to. Even if you find that if you ate chelav, you shouldn't have to bring a carbon on the chelav. Why? Because you brought osham tali already on that. The chimisiyad labas to come icy osham tali. Why might chadash have to bring chatos? The question is, every time you bring osham tali, why have to bring another osham? You ready mechaper with osham tali? Ready to get a kapara of it? Awesome tali. Now maybe later on you shouldn't have to bring a chatas because the awesome tali already was mechaber for the chela. Every awesome tali is asking exactly. You answer me Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur was not coming because this specific chait. So you answered, okay. I heard that teaches us that you still need a kapara afterwards. But every awesome tali, how do you know? Amar Rav Amar Kra. I heard that love the kamak and lashon I heard that. Now we know only three I heard that's for. One I heard that's the gufay. One I heard that teaches us that Yom Kippur is not mechaber completely. You still have to bring a chatas. And the third I heard that is. That Asham Tali is not Mechaper completely, and you still have to bring a Chatas if you find that afterwards that you ate Vadai Chelev. So, tomorrow, right? Hashad Amris Kimisiadle Mesa Chatas. Now you're telling me that after you know for sure that you ate Chelev, you bring a Chatas. Asham Tali Lama Ba. Why do you need Asham Tali? You're going to bring, if you're going to find that, you're going to bring a Chatas. Why do you bring Asham Tali? Rav Zera, Sheimais, Mace Play Oven. Let's say he dies before he has a chance to bring a Chatas. The Asham Tali will help till then. You know, unless he doesn't find out before he dies, the Asham Tali will help with that. Maskla Rava, Meis Misa Merekas, the Misa is Mechaper. Elma Rava, the Hogilam Meisurim, to protect you from Meisurim until you bring the Vade Chatas, or until Yom Kippur, actually. It's to be Megan of Meisurim until Yom Kippur, or until you bring the Vade Chatas. Ad Kan, the Gemara there with Asham Tali, and Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. Now I'm going to go to the end of the Mishnah. In the end of the Mishnah, it says, Chatas Ha'oif. That's Baal HaSafik. When someone's a Safik Yoledes, they bring a Chatas of a Baal HaSafik. And after they made a Malika, Noida, they found out for sure. Then the Lach is to cover. It says in the Mishnah. Omar Rav says, V'kiper, if you found out for sure she had a baby, it's works. It's a kapara. The chatzayif that you made a malika is a kapara. So afraid the Gemara, if it's a kapara, yehachi, it might cover. Why is the Mishnah say to cover? It sounds like it's a possible carbon. We're saying that if you chatzayif or safik and you made a malika, so then to cover. You found out now for sure you had a baby to cover. So then Rav says, you have a kapara. You have a kapara, why to cover? More answers, because since it was a suffix, so you didn't watch a good from tumah. You thought, because what is a chat suffix, you don't eat. So you thought you're not going to eat it, so it wasn't Mr. Maris. Break the Gemara, Amos Lemus Maris. When didn't you watch it? Imikara, if before you brought it into the Mikdash, Chayav, it was alive. A live animal is not Makabal tumah. Ilab Saif, if after the Malika, Kamanakle, you do watch it. Anything that happens in the Beis Mikdash, you do watch. You don't have tumah in the Beis Mikdash. You watch everything in the Beis Mikdash. So after the Malika, it was watched. So what's the problem? So tomorrow, Rav is not going on a mishnah. Our mishnah is talking about this. Our mishnah is talking about that you had a chatas oif that was coming misafik. After you made a malika, you found out there was no baby was born, and therefore this chatas oif is garb is you know it has to be buried. It's a chulin. But didn't do the mataris ba'ana. And really, it's mataris ba'ana. Why? Because it's chulin. Really, it was no doubt it was chulin. We tell you to bury it and not have it over there b'ana because then people will think that every chatas oif that comes misafik is muta ba'ana. We don't want you to think that. Therefore, you bury it. So where did Rav say his memra of a keeper? Chi itma the Rav, when was Rav said his memra? Aha, on this. Aha itma. That's now. Look at the Mishnah. Aisha shavia chatas oif masafik. Aisha brought the chatas oif masafik. Im at shloi nimlika, if it's before the malika noidala, she yolda vadai, she found out that she had a baby for sure, tasa vada, and then everything's gavaldi. It's the same oif, same gavaldi. She min she vivi aloi hoida, vivi aloi hoida. It's the same exact thing, you bring aloi hoida, you bring a hoida. So now you found it for malika, good, you have a carbon. Im isha nimlika noida, she yolda. If after malika you found out she had a baby, omarav, what do? Mazadama, you mazad a dam with this oif. The way you mazad dam, you spritz with the oif. You take the bird itself and you spritz the dam. Moitzi, you smush it against the mizbeach. Moitzi dama, the kipra, and it's a kapara. Umataris ba'achila, and it's mutta ba'achila. And this is Rav's halacha of a kipper means that if after Malika you found if she had a baby, it's taka kosher carbon, you go continue ahead with the kapara, and it's mutta ba'achila. Rabbi Yechon ma asav achila, asur achila. Even though it's a kosher carbon, it's asav achila. Why? Zera shem yoyim rechad soif v'bal asafik necheles. Because people don't think you're allowed to eat the chad soif v'bal asafik. Tony Levi kavasi the Rav. There's a first price like Rav. Chad soif v'bal asafik. If after Malika noida shen yolda, you found that they had a baby, that she had a baby for sure. She yolda vaday. Mazadama, moitzadama, v'kipra. Mutaris b'achila, mutaris b'achila, mutaris b'achila. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Yechon, raya to brayso Rabbi Yechon. And this Rabbi Yechon's bray. This price is to be four steps. We'll bring a right here. Yechidon chata sa'if aba al safik, chata sa'if that's ba al safik. Im actually nimikol noidala shlo yolda. If you found that you didn't have a baby before Malika, teitzel lechun, goes lechun. Oy to machal lecharvet. Oh, sell it to your friend. Im actually nimikol noidala shlo yolda vaday. If before Malika you found out that it's a vaday, you had a baby, tasa vaday. Why shemin shemivi aloy hoida and vi aloy da. Case number three is im shenim nimikol. If after Malika he found out she had a baby for sure, then the halach is, I'm reading the gears on the bottom, then the halach is Maza umatzad moitzadama v'kipra v'asura v'achila, it's asur v'achila, because that's Rav Yechon Shita, that's asur v'achila because of a gzera. And the last case is mitzadama v'achala yishudina yolda, means after he did the kapara for the safik, then he found out she yolda, then the halach is asura v'achila v'ana. Why? Shal Safik Bom Chilasa, it came for Safik, Kipra Sveika, there was a kapara for the Safik, Halkal, and that's it. And therefore, you brought it out of the Safik, it says all dinim of Safik, and it's Asaba Achila, Asaba Hana, and you have to still not bring another Chatas, another Chatsaif for your Ladas. But this case, the third case, which was saying, Mishnah Nimlika, you finish it up, and it says Asaba Achila, that's a Raya to Rav Yechanan.